Welcome to the Scream Sisters Podcast.
We're all just misfits and odds. We're running around the city at night, underneath the city lights. Oh yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the latest episode of the Scream Sisters. Tonight we are going to talk about all things ghosts and ghost stories. But first, we are going to talk a little bit. One of my favorites. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about some horror news, because we have some cool things coming up. I'd like to start with something really, really cool. I just heard a couple days ago that we were going to have... Oh, I'm sorry, my name is Misty, by the way, and... Yeah, my name is Misty Pendragon, and I run this little freak show, but it's an awesome freak show, and, I am a writer, and I play around and dabble in some journalism and reviews, and I have heard recently that Halloween movies are coming back. And it's not going to be, sorry, Rob Zombie, I love you, but it's actually going to be back with John Carpenter. And it's going to be produced by Blumhouse Movies, Blumhouse Films. And John Carpenter will be producing. So far, no director as of yet. I have a dream director, and his name is Darren Lynn Bousman. And, well, if the very, very small chance that he's listening, you hear that here. Darren, please do it. Alright, and we will have a little mini commercial later. Requiem, you have some news?
Yeah, I do.
Requiem
is coming out
music is great from what I heard. And Devil's Carnival. And Devil's Carnival.
And it's over, you know, I know I've been disappointed the way that they're shooting it, it's called a remake. some of the original footage and are kind of putting the actors into it. The new actors into it. At their camp. So that's at thefilmpilotlist.com, or if you want more people on facebook.com, go for it.
Awesome. Oh, just to add on with the American Writer story, I did hear that Vulture is also going to be in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just got added on. I know he's been meeting with Terrence for just recently, and I thought he was going to be in Devil's Carnival. He might still be, but I know he's definitely going to be in the American.
So I could definitely see
them
putting well on American Marathon.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, we are going to be at Scarecon New England, which is coming up on June 3rd to 5th, which is very, very close. And I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about that. It is going to be in Springfield, Mass. And it is at the Mass Mutual Center. And the main hotel is I'm looking at the website right now, it's scarecon.com. And it looks really, really, I'm really excited about this. We were asked to be one of the featured podcasters along with Trick or Treat Radio, which are friends of ours. And there's some really cool people there. There's going to be two people from Face Off. There's going to be some of my favorite movies there. There's going to be a Frankenhooker reunion. And there's going to be a reunion for Night of the Creeps. There's going to be some people from Cabin Fever. And Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters is going to be there. Adrian Barbeau. PJ Souls. Margaret Kidder from Amityville Horror. And there's some movie called Superman. Trace Pavilion from Connish from MST3K, Derek Mears from Friday the 13th, we'll forgive him for that, but he's pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. I'm really, really excited about it, and I hope people attend.
And come see us.
And come see us at the table. We'll be there. And, we'll be selling some wares, and, come see us and say hi.
Our wares and tears.
And buy some stuff. Because it helps fund our podcast, which, we pay for, and I'm broke, so hey.
I'm breaking!
Yes.
This struggle is real.
Yes, it is. Yes, sister. And just, come say hi, and, we like talking to people. Come look at our artwork and stuff. But, anybody else have any rooms? Is there anything cool to talk about?
Halloween is getting very close.
Yeah.
Making your plans now.
Exactly.
Not going to Salem.
It's not such a tourist trap.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. I went last year because my husband wanted to, but...
I'm doing Jeff Mott's Halloween
test. Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that.
I'll be up there. And the rest of the month is probably last show. Yeah, busy.
Sounds cool.
October is always waiting.
Yeah, well, anybody who does Rocky is busy in October. It's the thing. Alright, well, we can start talking about ghost stories, which, which is our topic today. We can start out talking about some movies, some of the favorite movies, and then we can just talk about real experiences and things if we've had any. Some of the big ones that are favorites. One of my favorites is, I don't know if it totally counts as a ghost story, but I love Drag Me to Hell. Do you think it's really a ghost story?
It's like the fluttery things.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a curse, but there's some ghost stuff in it too.
Now, is that the story where the lady asks for a loan and she curses the banker?
Yep.
Okay. Alright, so maybe I did see it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some ghosty stuff in it, but it was, you know, I did, in the all the research I did, it was listed as, like, ghost stories, so I'm gonna go with that. And then there's, you know, there's a movie I will never see again called The Grudge, which scares the living crap out of me.
If you want to see the non-scary version of that, watch The Grudge 3. That is one of the world's worst movies.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I think was struck by fall when you said that. That was a stupid. That was so bad.
I couldn't even watch the second one.
Fast forward through that one.
Wow.
If
they make the sound, though, it's gonna scare me. Don't! My husband does that to me. And he scares the hell out of me when he does it.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I love you.
Hey.
Love you not to
come at
you.
And there's The Ring. The second one wasn't so good. I heard they made a third one that was supposed to be really good.
I actually liked The Ring.
I liked The Ring too.
It
was creepy.
I liked the story behind it.
Yeah.
You know,
it was creepy.
I felt bad for the little girl, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she couldn't help it that she was, you know, really creepy. I mean, there's classic Poltergeist, not the remake, because the remake was crap.
Oh, the
remake was very rushed.
Yeah.
Like, I think they just threw everything together.
It wouldn't have been so bad. Like, one of the real big problems I had with it is that they showed the ghosts and stuff in the spirit world, and it's like, that actually spoiled it for me. I didn't want to see them. It's scary if you don't see them.
I have to say about the new Poltergeist. I thought it sucked, except that you got to see the spirit world. I loved that. I thought that was awesome.
Really?
I always wanted to see what was in there, you know, in the original, when I saw the original. What is at the end of that world? I want to see what's in there.
Okay.
And you showed it. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Okay. I can understand your point there.
Yeah,
I saw it when I was a kid. That little girl was creepy.
And, you know, like,
don't put those
up around,
yeah, that's kind of scary. Yeah. There's, some lesser known movies, but there is also The Shining.
The Shining. They're actually coming out with the second one. Was it Dr. Sleep?
Oh, Dr. Sleep, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, they're supposed to come out with that as a movie. Not sure when, but... I have no idea. I just see it come up on Facebook one day, and I'm like, ooh, that'll be good.
Let's see. The Conjuring... Which was, I mean, it's one of
the... The original one I enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Annabelle I hated. I thought that was awful.
Oh.
I don't like creepy dolls. You know that.
Oh, I love creepy...
Yeah, we know. We make creepy dolls. They're beautiful, but they're creepy.
Oh,
Annabelle.
I make them. They're not that bad.
Yeah. There was The Woman in Black. I thought that was really cool. If anybody's
seen
that.
That movie. That was on my list. And Crimson Peak.
Yes.
I don't know. That one I just...
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful, classic spoof story. Yes, I own it. Well, I saw it in the theaters, and it's one of my favorite directors, Guillermo del Toro, and it has...
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a
fan. It has my Tom Hiddleston, and...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he actually looks good in that. I was like...
He looks good at everything. And they showed his bum.
Okay.
He showed his bum in it. So.
He did?
Yes, he was very nice. It was just a very beautiful movie. The cinematography was great. It was truly scary. Doug Jones was in it also. He was the ghost in it. Yes. He's in all of Guillermo's movies. He's usually all
now, was the girl who plays in the Alice movies and new ones?
Yep.
It was in Pete, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was the second movie she's been in with Tom Hiddleston, actually. She was in Only Love Was Left Alive. Yeah, that was great. I love that movie. Except for, you know, they weren't lovers in that movie. Let's see what else there was some movies that weren't as common. There was a movie called, and I'm pretty sure I got the title right, The Possession of Deborah Logan.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but that's where I saw it. It was unfortunately a found footage movie, which I think you guys know I don't really like. But it was very well done, and it was truly scary, but it was also very smart. Even though I don't like found footage, it was done in a different way, like where it was like a documentary style. So I didn't mind the found footage part about it. So it's definitely worth seeing. I watched a movie called The Uninvited last night, but I didn't care too much about it, but it had an interesting plot line to it, but it was from like the early 2000s. I mean, you can mention fun things like Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice. And
yes, yes.
I'm not sure. I don't mind that the women.
Now, is the story that they are the daughters of them, or is it supposed to be a whole new story as them?
I think it's a whole new story, and I love the fact that Chris Hemsworth is their secretary, and they enjoy that. But
I'm looking forward to it personally. Like,
yeah,
it's because there's no way you could have recaptured what Ghostbusters was with just rehashing the cast. Like, this is probably the smartest way to go back to that universe and go back to that storyline without like trying to be a sequel.
Yeah.
You know, so many years later, I mean, they had sequels, you know, it's going to be a little, it seemed like a smart move, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, they had the cartoon even. I used to watch the cartoon. I used to love it. But...
I remember the cartoon.
Yeah, it was fun.
I remember the Ecto Coolers.
They're coming back. They might be out already. I'm going to look for them. I don't know where they carry them, but I want them. If I find them, I'll bring them to Scarecon. Yep, definitely. Definitely, we'll be drinking them, and maybe we'll give some out. Incentive for people to come to Scarecon. We'll have Ecto Coolers. Oh yeah, I'll definitely bring candy. I always bring candy.
Oh! I'll bring it. There may be a finger in there.
Finger.
I was gonna say, we have to go to our van.
Oh! Alright.
Too
soon? Just a little bit!
Then there's also Insidious.
Oh.
The Sixth Sense.
That one's cool. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was one of those shock ending movies.
It's a twist!
Yeah.
And then,
And I'm not quite sure if this is really a ghost movie either, but that would
Oh my god, I love that.
I do too.
I don't know. That one
kind of
like weirded me out.
Like,
I psychological horror monster.
Yeah. I have a Baptist magnet.
That's what it seemed like.
That was
very funny. But I don't know, it's weird, like, you know, if people didn't see it by now, I may spoil it for you, but, you know, towards the end, when she's, like, feeding it, I'm sitting there, like, is she really imagining a monster, and we're hearing the voices in her head, or is she really just, like, they have a imaginary monster locked up in their basement?
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
I have to watch it again.
I don't know.
I think that's a movie that I need to own. That's a buy. That's a buy one.
You're thinking, though, which is part of why I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the book, like, even the artwork in the book was kind of neat.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really gorgeous. I think they were selling the book, too.
Oh!
I want it.
Yeah, they were.
I want it, but I'd be a little afraid to have it. I think.
Mm-hmm. Don't open that book.
Don't open it. I think that's all I pretty much have. Does anybody have any other movies that they can think of?
I seen a movie recently, it was called The Ward.
Oh yeah, I saw that recently too. It was a John Carpenter movie, actually.
I liked it because, if you guys have seen it,
mm-hmm.
You think there's a ghost, but it's actually not. It's like, actually, like, I liked it. You know, it was all, like, I think it was four personalities?
Yeah.
Four or five personalities. It was actually one girl.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I actually liked that. I was like, oh, that's kind of neat.
The funny thing is, the reason I watched it, I went to a John Carpenter burlesque show. And that was one of the sketches that they did was to the ward. So that's why I wanted to watch it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Like you think it's a ghost story, but it's like, I don't know.
It's cool.
I
think it was for fun. Which one? That's a really good point.
Yeah, like,
he is a ghost in a way because
he's a nightmare,
but he's like the manifestation of someone. So ghost, dream ghost. Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk about him more in our next show.
Awesome.
That's gonna be slashing.
Yes.
He definitely fits into the slasher category.
Yes.
Category.
Definitely. Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
What goes literature?
One of my favorite ghost stories that I didn't read until, like, recently was the Canterbury Ghost. It was written way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so surprising because it wasn't really a scary ghost story. It was hilarious. Like, that ghost was just so upset that people were in his house. He's like, just get off my house, guys. So, like, all of his scary stuff was all about, like, him just trying to get these noisy people out of his home.
Yeah.
I think they did. I just never saw it, personally.
I'm
kind of sounds like the story of Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Because the ghosts wanted them out of the house.
Yeah.
Oh. And they're really inept at trying to get them out, which was also part of that. Similar sounding, though, for sure.
Okay.
Or am I mixing up the name of that book? I feel like it was the Canterbury Ghost that I read that was just like, wow, you're more clever than I thought. Stories and ghost stories, because, like, those, you know, first-person accounts of, hey, this thing happened in my own house, and I saw it with my own eyes, but no one will believe me, just fascinates me, partly because of things that I've seen also.
Cool, yeah,
and,
I was about it.
And the ones that I had grabbed, the first and foremost is, Anything Ghost, and the host of that is Lex Wall. And it's so fantastic, though. He was, like, one of the first podcasts to start doing these personal ghost stories. And he just, like, he'll read people's emails when they write them in, or you get to hear, like, a phone call in from somebody telling their story. And he just adds, like, this little bit of atmospheric music, and it's just so entrancing, because you get to hear from people all over the world, and each story has its own, like, bizarre little thing.
Nice.
One that's very similar to that is the Jim Harold's Campfire, True Ghost Stories. And that one is similar because of how it's formatted, where it's a lot of different stories in one episode, but this one everyone calls in, and it's kind of like an interview where Jim Harold will, you know, sort of draw out the story from them and then keep his input to a minimum. So that one just feels very... like you're sitting around a campfire swapping stories. It's very aptly named.
Oh, cool.
The other one was... Paranormal Report doesn't always do ghosts. Sometimes it does ghosts. That's another Jim Harold's podcast. He'll interview experts in various fields of the paranormal and UFOs and things like that. But... definitely the ones where he's talking to, like, investigators or psychics and things like that. Those are the ones that I'm like, oh, yeah, let me listen to this. So he has some really interesting guests that show up on that show.
Hmm. Cool.
I had little shout-out to Dead Tribe Paranormal Podcast. They're based out of Connecticut, actually, and they're a pretty new podcast, and they do, like, ghost hunting and investigating and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Their show itself has, like, a broader range of topics, but I really enjoy their investigation stuff when they're talking about what they found and how they were looking for it.
Cool. Can you actually...
So that's my, just, like... What's up?
Can you post the links on the actual Facebook page?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
And last two is America's Most Haunted.
do paranormal investigations, or they'll do interviews, or they'll just talk about like a specific place where that they visited and investigated, and did the history of it. That one, it feels like you're sitting on a back porch with somebody, just talking to a bunch of people who are like interested in the topic. So that one's a little more conversational, and I do enjoy that. And then another one that anybody who loves paranormal should check out is History Goes Bump. Oh my gosh, I love that podcast so much. They will, they have like a moment in oddity where they're just like, here's a weird thing in history, and then they have this day in history, and they'll talk about that. But then when they get into the meat of the subject, it's, they find a specific place that is supposedly haunted, and then go deep into the history to figure out what could have caused the haunting, and what stories go around that specific place. So you get to go to different places all over the world and discover, like, what's hiding in it. Such a cool podcast. I love it.
That sounds cool, yeah. I like that.
Cool.
Right.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, no, that's a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you. And like I said, if you could post it, it'd be great. I'd like to check those out.
I got a bunch of new stuff to look for at work.
Yeah.
There you go. So I guess, could I go with my topic?
Yes.
Okay. I was looking over ideas for ghost stories, because we were having this podcast, and I said, why not creepypasta? If you know what creepypasta is, look up the website, creepypasta.com. It's basically new generation's word for ghost stories, just shared on this big internet. People post their own stories, and actually, some of them are loosely based off history, some of them are not, some of them are just like, hey, I see the shadow, and it scared the shit out of me, and I'm going to sit here and blog about it on creepypasta.com. Some of the quote-unquote known ones is Slender Man. That, unfortunately, made the news with those two girls that killed their friend or whatever, and it got bad publicity. The other one was Jeff the Killer. Portrayed a lot as a anime character with cuts going up to his face, almost like an idea of the Joker. The story's very tragic, actually. I could just briefly describe it. It's about a little boy, him and his brother. They get into a fight with these bullies, and they, one of them had a knife. And Jeff, through in the beginning, said he was always getting a weird feeling. And he didn't know what it was, but when he saw the knife in the bully's hand going after his brother, he decided to stab him. Needless to say, the bullies came in, after him, again, and I get to the point where it was stabbings, there was guns involved at a children's party, and there was bleach and alcohol all over this boy's face, and ending result ended with he was disfigured, his face was bleached white, he just didn't look like what he looked like. Out of the hospital, he liked what he looked like. The parents were worried. The doctor said if, this was something he was feeling after medication, if not, bring him back. And that night, he didn't want to sleep. He was obsessed with looking at himself. He liked how he looked. So he chiseled out his smile with a knife, and he looked like the Joker, so to speak, and he chiseled out his eyelid so he couldn't close his eyes.
Yeah.
And that is Jeff the Killer's story. I think they should make a movie about it.
They totally should.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a real neat story, and I got into creepypasta, a year or two ago, because when I was doing the con circuit, people would say, oh, your artwork reminds me of creepypasta, and I'm like, scary macaroni? Like, what the hell is this? So I researched it, and lo and behold, it's what it is, because a lot of my characters have the stitch across the mouth. My characters, Jessa Doom, if you look on my page, they all have a story. They all have stitches, wounds.
patterns and designs. So that's probably where they thought the whole idea of creepypasta, when they see my characters, like, wow, these girls definitely have a story. So that's my bit on creepypasta.
Okay.
And there's actually more if you go on their website and if you actually Google how many, you know, there's like so many, but those are like some of the top ones that came up.
So Slender Man was created on Creepypasta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yep. Almost like, I mean, I think people actually made a cult about it.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it spread pretty far.
Slender Man
was also, heard the Russian sleep experiment.
No.
That one came up, so that originated from Creepypasta also.
Yep.
Another podcast that you should listen to is, what is their name? It's not Legends, Myths, and Whiskey, that was a different one. Never mind. Okay. Total mind blank. But they covered it over, about Creepypasta specifically. Ugh, I'll have to look that up.
I'm creating a creepypasta account.
I just think of like scary macaroni. I'm like, is my pasta gonna eat me? I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to think? Someone says, "Oh, your art reminds me of creepypasta." I'm like, what?
I wonder why they came up with that name, creepypasta.
I don't know. I didn't go too much into that. I was looking more like into the stories.
Yeah.
Because I love some of the stories, and Jeff the Killer was one of them.
Mm.
I actually felt bad for him, but I didn't.
I don't know, I like the Slender Man story better, but I'm surprised they haven't done a movie about Slender Man yet.
God. Supposedly, I don't know if it's true, but American Horror Story was supposed to come in somewhere when the season caught up.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know about the storyline.
Why they haven't done it yet is because the guy who originally created the character, he actually copyrighted Slenderman, the character, before it got like super big. So he has full rights to that character. So no one can make like big blockbuster movies without paying him and without getting his permission. So he's shot down a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
Because he wants to have more of a hand in creating it himself,
from what I've read.
Yeah. Well, that was very smart to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So who's got some good ghost stories?
I have a few. I can tell you my doppelganger one.
Yeah.
Here. So once upon a time, I was working on a horror movie set. Take that for what you will. We were filming in this really not terribly old house, but it had a bit of history behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and the producers were the only ones left on set, and I was packing up myself, heading out to the car, and one of the producers just runs out of the building, and he's just white as a ghost, white as a sheet, whatever. And he looks at me, he's like, weren't you just upstairs? No, I say with my arms overpiled with lots and lots of things. Why? He says, I just saw you in the upstairs bedroom go from the center of the room. I called you. You went into the bathroom, so I followed you, talked to you, and then you weren't there. Like, that's interesting. He went from being, like, super freaked out to being really excited because he'd never had anything like that happen before. and that house in particular, just had some, like, bad juju going on.
Wow.
I tried not to be in there by myself as often as possible, but, you know, that was the one, like, quote, concrete manifestation that happened.
I have a personal experience, and, surprise, surprise, it's with the Ouija board. Roll your eyes. Yeah, roll your eyes. Here we go. I want to say I was, like, 14 or 15, and you know how, you know, like, oh, we're going to try the Ouija board. So anyways, me and my best friend at the time in middle school and all that, we were playing with the Ouija board. And it kept, you know how sometimes people like to, you know, jerk you off sometimes, and they'll be, like, trying to move it, and they'll be like, oh, you're gonna die today. Well, for some reason, it kept saying, I love you, I love you. And I'm like, looking at my friend, I'm like, seriously, can you just cut the shit? Like, you know, she's like, it's not me. I'm like, well, why is it saying, hey, I love you, I love you? She's like, I don't know. So then I played with someone else, and it kept saying, I love you, come back to me. And I'm thinking, I looked at my other friend, I go, why do you guys think it's just piss me off today, you know? And they're like, no, I'm not moving it. So then, for shits and giggles, you know, I didn't try it for like a couple weeks, and then I played it by myself, and it said, I love you, come back to me, gave me a name. I asked, what's your name? And he said his name was Z, like Z. Z, and I'm like, Zach, I'm like, I don't know anyone named, you know, Z, and then it gave me dates, 1988, and then it gave me, for some reason, a Judas Priest song. It was weird, like, I was hearing a Judas Priest song, you know, you got another thing coming, and I'm like, so I looked up the date, I looked up, you know, anything that happened. Something about a car accident. Well, anyways, I'm from Rhode Island, so I looked up Rhode Island obituaries because, you know, I like to look this stuff up. So there was a guy, his name was like Ron something, but his nickname was Z. And supposedly he was a Judas Priest fan. He died in a car accident, and his girlfriend looked really, really like me.
Oh, wow.
That was weird. It was weird. Like, I looked up, like, it was, like, Ron, like, he had, like, a long Italian last name, but it was, like, Ron Z, like, Ronzio or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. He died in, like, 88. He was obsessed with Judas Priest, and I looked just like his girlfriend, and every time I used the Ouija board, he'd pop up and say, I love you, Z, and I'm like, okay, no more Ouija board for me! Yup.
I have a supernatural Ouija board.
I was like, okay! I got one.
I have a supernatural one.
He had a brain aneurysm and he died. It was really sad. It's very well liked. A lot of people went to his wake. So I came home from his wake, and this guy, my dad wore glasses and had curly hair, and this teacher also wore glasses. So I went to the wake, and then I came home, and my dad was away on a business trip, so I'm walking up the front path to go into the house, and I see, looking up the dining room window, a man with glasses and curly hair, so I wave, because I thought my dad was home from his business trip. So I go in the house, and I see my mom, and I go, where's dad?
Navy housing, there was that house, it had some bad energy in it. My dad, I'll tell you this part after, but when I was living there, this was where I started not being able to sleep with the door open, because every night when I'd go to sleep, I'd wake up sometime in the middle of the night, open my eyes and look at the doorway, and there would be this like shadow figure just standing in the doorway, just staring at me. And I'd be like, go under my covers and go back to sleep, eventually. And I remember one specific moment where I was in the house with my babysitter, and we were trying to be cool and, like, use, you know, mental powers to spin a tiny glow stick around on the table. You know. But that's what we were doing. We were sitting there really focused on this glow stick. And I remember the dog was sitting next to me. This is important, because there is a dog in the house. But suddenly we heard, bah, 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 going up the stairs right next to us. And we look. And we're like, we are alone in the house, the dog is right here, what just climbed up those stairs? And we were just, bam, out of there, across the street to her house, because she lived right across the street, and I was just like, nope, 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 nope.
Oh, man.
Later on, like, years later, I was talking to my dad about that house and how I thought it was haunted, and he's like, oh, that's funny, I thought that house was haunted, too. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I would wake up in the middle of the night because something was sitting on my chest. I'd just feel this horrible pressure, and I wouldn't be able to breathe. And I'm like, oh, you felt it, too. He's like, no, no, that was my sleep apnea. I'm like, it probably was your sleep apnea. But at the same time, it's weird that I was having experiences, as were you. So, be that for whatever it is. Mystical fingers.
Definitely, I've had experiences like that too. I don't really remember specifics, but I remember seeing like a shadow in the doorway, and I saw, like, when I was a kid, a very classic ghost in the sheet, like, kind of ghost. It was like very classic.
A lot of the times, so they come up as black, tall black figures. They call them shadow people or shadow figures.
Right.
Those are the ones I've seen.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Yeah, those are. Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
But I did see one, like, actual ghost in a sheet kind of thing. It was funny. I think it was funny. It was funny too.
Beware of what's in your house, dear friends. Dear friends.
Yes.
If you do happen to think there's something bad in your house, I recommend smudging with sage.
Yep. Definitely.
And the way you do that is you burn sage and you start in the farthest inwards corners and work your way out, pushing, you know, basically pushing everything out through the windows and doors. And then just saying, you're no longer welcome, stay out. And then usually that'll help balance out the energies.
It does, and it smells nice, too.
It does.
It does.
Or if it's that bad, call a priest.
Yeah.
Yes. Or call for help.
Yeah.
Call 911.
Well.
Yeah. 911, there's a ghost in my house. Alright, good. What have you been asking?
I periodically see
the Ghostbusters.
No. Sage will definitely help. It definitely will. I periodically sage all the time, but I luckily can sense if there's any other spirits, but not everybody has that.
Yeah, I'm not that sensitive. I think it, like, definitely wore off when I was younger.
It's not really a good thing at times, but I've, like, freaked out.
Yeah, I'd rather not know if there's someone lurking over my shoulder. That's bad. No, I'm scared.
Yeah. It's not really a good thing. I appreciate hearing all the stories. It was really, really cool stories there. Does anybody have anything else, or any suggestions, or books or anything?
That's about all I had.
Okay. Anybody else?
I think we covered all the ground.
Okay. Alright. Excellent. We got a lot covered. We had a nice long talk about ghosts and movies and literature and some really cool ghost stories and how to protect yourself.
Scary macaroni.
Scary macaroni, and get yourself some sage, because it's going to be really helpful. And don't forget to come to ScareCon June 3rd to 5th, and come see us at our table, and come see our panels for future podcast panels. I don't know which ones we're on yet, but we'll find out soon, I hope. But we'll be there, or come say hi. Come get some, you know, get some swag. We should have some t-shirts or something. And Jess will have creepy dolls.
Yes. Creepy dolls and art. And
yeah.
Misty will have awesome jewelry.
Yep, awesome jewelry.
I imagine.
Yeah. Where else can you get Freddie and Jason's earrings?
Exactly. Exactly.
Alright.
So if you like creepy jewelry, art, dolls, etc., 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 say hello to Scream Sisters.
Yes. We'd love to have you. Alright. Well, I...
For lunch.
Yeah, we don't bite unless you want us to. We're always going to be... Yeah, we're always going to be cute.
Oh, God.
Alright, well...
Drink.
Alright, well... We need to have Requiem do our evil laugh because she's awesome at it. Good night, everybody. Thank you from the Scream Sisters.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Later.